Ramban writes that if lav shebig denidos, so an amasla will not work. The Tor said, I don't understand that. Why should wearing big denidos be any different than an explicit statement that I'm a nida? So the Rashba, quoted by the Beis Yosef, said, yeah, that's not fundamentally a difference between big denidos and her saying I'm Tamea, but there's no good amasla for love should big day need us. In other words, it's ridiculous that just because, let's say, she's too tired to have tashma, she's not going to bother putting on big day need us. It sounds like perhaps if there was a good amasla, like she ran out of clean clothing, so she had to wear her dirty, she had to wear her amasla clothing while her other stuff was being washed, maybe it would work. The Marik, though, does sound like under all circumstances an amasla will not work. If love should be denidos, if you look it up, it's still not clear whether it's fundamental or not. Another source, though, that might indicate that there's a fundamental issue going on here, meaning to say that an amasla can't work for love should be denidos, is the sheet of the Taz. And the Taz is based off of what it says in Yoredei Simen Aleph in Hilchos Shechita. It says over there, Tavach Shasa Simen Berosha Keves Hashachot Sheinira Hashu Trefa. So a butcher put a sign on one of the pieces of meat that it's trefa, and he said it was trefa, and then afterwards he said, oh, actually it's fine, and the reason why I put this sign on this is because I wanted to leave some meat for myself. In other words, very similar, he did an action showing it's aser, and then he gave an amasla explaining why in fact it's mutter. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins over there that he's neman, and this din is based off of the Taj Beitz. And the Raya is from the second Perek of Ksubis, by Isha Shamra Labaila Tmeani, that she's Nemenes if she gives an Amasla like Arsugya. However, the Taz says that this is a stira to what we paskin in our Simen and Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because in our Simen and Shulchan Aruch we paskin like the Ramban. And we know that according to the Ramban, if you did a Maisa, like Lav Shem Big Day Nidus, then Amasla doesn't work. So over here, L'chora, according to the Ramban, it shouldn't work. In other words, the Taz is saying, look, there's a steer in the Shulchan Aruch, according to what the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Ramban in Siman Kuf Pei Hei. So it should come out that it's Aser over there in Yoredei Siman Aleph, not like the Taj Beitz. And the Taz doesn't answer this question. Doesn't have an answer. Now, what's interesting is that if you would have accepted the Rashba's position, then you could have given a very simple answer, that here, this is a good amasla, right? That he was putting aside meat for his own consumption. He's a butcher. He doesn't want all the meat to be bought. He wants to bring some home. And by big day nidos, it's not a good amasla. But the Taz doesn't accept that. The Taz seems to understand. He writes, "Hare de mechalek ela bein dibor lemaisa dechol shu eino dibor ela maisa lo mani amasla." So even though the Rashba himself didn't sound that way, but the way the Taz is understanding it is that the question is: do we say asi dibor vatal dibor? That's why an amasla works. But lo asi dibor vatal maisa, even though I'm the one who just did the maisa, right? It's not like it was somebody else's maisa, but still lo asidi bovato maisa. So the Bach and the Nekudas HaKesef over there answer no, that by nida it's enough for her to say asura. Why was she loveshes big de nidas? Must be she was vade nida. Mashain came over here without the simin, so not everybody would know that this is treif, and his goal of keeping meat for himself wouldn't be accomplished, and that's why it has to be observed. In other words, there's no yisoda sticked in, and that's the way that the shach over there, the Nekudas HaKesef and the Bach learn. Now, the Prima Gadim says, okay, well, even if we're going to accept that Bach and the Nekudas HaKesef, then any time you could have gotten away with Dibor and you do a Maisa, then an Amasla won't work. Okay. That's what the Prima Gadim says. So that's the Mahalach of the Taz in Simin Aleph in Yoreday. The Mahalach of the Taz in Simin Aleph is that basically the Pshat in Simin Kuf Pehe is Lo Asidim Vato Maisa. The Mela, there's a steer in Shulchan Aruch, and he rejects the Kula in Simin Aleph, which is based off of the Tashbates in light of the Psakin, like the Ramban in Simin Kuf Pehe. Now, in our Simin, the Taz in Sif Katan Beis writes a different Pshat from the Maral. He writes, Shani also kanida b'shchinu seha, delav kulei alma yadi min amasla. It's a different issue. The reason why an amasla doesn't work when she wore big day nidas is because of a technical problem. Everybody knows she's a nida, but she tells her amasla just to her husband. So he's the only one that knows. So that's the problem over there. V'lamadati mizes is the Taz. Oh, dafilu b'amra yesh chiluk dim amra b'fnei rabim, shitameya, lo mahani achar kach amasla. Let's say she publicly declared she's a nida. I don't know why she would do that, but if she did, she gets up after show, makes announcements that I'm a nida. So then an amasla won't work. Why? Because nobody will know of the amasla. So that's still what he writes in our simon. Now, this isn't going to be miyashev this dira neshulchan aruch l'chora, because over there also, it was a public announcement, bifnei rabim, when you put the sign on the meat that it's treif, and over there you also said, the butcher said it was treif. But basically what comes out is that according to the Taz, there's two theories for the Ramban, two reasons why according to the Ramban, an amasla doesn't work when love should big day need us. Number one, what he writes in Simon Aleph, is because you did a maisa, and lo asidibu mevatal maisa. Number two, is what he writes over here, which is you can't backtrack about something that everybody knows of the Isser, and not everybody will know about the Amasla. The Taurus HaShlamim over here disagrees with that. Taz and Arisim, and he writes, no, Amasla will work, even the Rabin. Yeah, let me... Yes, Shmuel?
I just had a question about the Rajba. It sounds like the Rajba thinks that even when she says... She's the one who tells him that she wore Bidi Nidus and Amasla won't work.
Yeah.
So we were confused about that because why can't her story be interpreted that she.
Because it's a bad Amasla. Yeah, that's the answer.
I never wore Bidi Nidus.
No, what do you mean?
I lied about it.
But she did wear Bidi Nidus.
No, that doesn't sound like from the Raj, but it sounds like she's the one who told him. So why can't her Amasla be that I told you that I wore Bidi Nidus, but I really didn't?
You're saying she has a migu. Well, again, I agree that the Taz's reading of the Rashba is not the simple reading of the Lashon of the Rashba, but so let's assume like the simple reading of the Rashba, the way the Shach understands it, which is that there isn't a good amasla over here. In other words, what she's saying isn't credible. It doesn't make sense. Yeah, I actually did wear big day nidus. But that was just because I was too tired and not in the mood for a tashmish. That's ridiculous.
Why can't she say, I did not wear Bidi Nidus? I told you I did, but I didn't.
That's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. Why would she have done that?
Because she just wants to be convincing.
Nah. She's a firm husband. So it would be enough to just say, I was Tameya. She didn't have to, you know, if that was all that she was trying to accomplish. She did too much.
But the rabbi says, Maisa Kulei Hai is not believable.
Right.
Is it not Maisa Kulei Hai?
What do you mean? Wearing Big Day Nidus.
She just told him she wore Big Day Nidus.
Okay. So?
So we only assume that it's a bad amasla if it's actually like an exertion that's something that's not believable. She just said words.
You have to read the Lashon of the Rashba. I don't have it here. Yeah, go ahead, please. So Alpiha means she's the source of that. But he wore her, saw her wearing Big Day Nidus. Doesn't mean she told him, I wore Big Day Nidus. No, I don't think that's a lav dafka. Alpiha means based off of her.
Meaning her own actions as opposed to her own.
Yeah. Based off, she was the one that told us she was a nida. Even if you read it your way, I don't think it's a problem.
She's macheshes.
Yeah.
She's macheshes her own.
Go ahead. Keep on reading.
So you're saying that clarifies that he really means.
Absolutely.
Okay, Yes. Yeah,
no, no. I mean, I think even if you read it your way, it's not a problem. It doesn't... Well, let's assume you're reading. Maybe you're right. I didn't think about it that way. But let's assume your reading is right for the moment. I still think the point is that her whole story is ridiculous.
It's a quick, efficient way to say that.
No, the normal... If all she wanted was to say that, she would have said, I'm Timaeus.
So once she's lying to her husband, we're going to be...
I don't know. That's what he says.
It could be... the Gemara says the case of Timaeus, which is a more pirate lie. This is pushing it up a level, say that you were a big day needed, so...
Right, but their question.
Mumar sets a standard with the power of line, so that's good. So then, a more extreme lie wouldn't work.
Right, they're saying, what's the difference between a lie is a lie? Why is it different when she says lavashti big denida than just saying tamei ani?
I mean, we know there are differences. If she put on big denida, it's also a lie.
No, but that's
men,
right. But there, that's what they.
Because it's ridiculous, and exactly the point. It reaches a certain point when you go beyond the pale of normal. The Gemara sets the standard with the power of Kana Tamea.
Yeah. I mean, if he's saying, if your reading is correct in the Rashba, then he's saying an even bigger Chiddush. But the Yisod, either way, is the same thing, right? Which is that if you do more than you need to, so then the Masla doesn't work. Right? So, either you read the Rashba the way I'm reading the Rashba, or you read the Rashba the way you're reading the Rashba. The Yisod is the same thing. Just the way you're reading the Rashba, it's even a bigger Chiddush. Yes, Mark?
Shana Maral, why the matter that Rada knew that she was initially Nida?
So, not clear. Could be because then they'll suspect her of doing an Aveira.
Then see what goes on.
I see you're not wearing big day nidos now.
So she should continue wearing it.
That's good. One lie leads to another lie. It's going to be very complicated. Why are you going to go to the mikvah and switch clothing and not go to the mikvah? Hey, you could try to say it more fundamentally that if you can't, it creates a certain reality that you have lacked the ability to undo once Rabbim know. In other words, a masla has to undo what you did. But it could just be because of the technical point. I don't know. Yeah?
Side question. Was it mutter for them, the wives, mischilat a lie?
Mutter l'shanos m'nei shalom? So if, listen, I would certainly say that there's a problem with their marriage. If she feels like she can't say I'm too tired, and she has to say to Mayani. That's I would refer them to couples counseling. But if you were in a situation where it's definitely inadvisable, but let's say you were in a situation where you felt you couldn't say I'm too tired, and the only thing that would work, your husband's like a mean guy but very firm, so say to Mayani. He's going to listen, but if you say I'm too tired, he's not. So I don't think you'd be in violation of Midrash Sheker Tirchak, but obviously such a situation is not a healthy one, and is a very bad situation. We don't like that.
I'm thinking in terms of the butcher to put the cinnamon.
Yeah.
So as in, is that your? If say you're the butcher, is that a recommendable thing, or is it as in every time you just kind
of? God, lying is a bad idea. We discourage it. Even there are times that halacha allows it when there's no better option. But certainly not a good idea. Not a good practice for a butcher to do. He should consider. Alternative methods of saving meat for himself, I would certainly recommend. But again, I don't think there's probably a formal isser in either case in these lies. I don't think you violated an Yisurei Torah, or even Yisurei Derabbanan. It's just a very bad idea. Okay, so the Ramah and Shuvos deals with an interesting case. There was a very tragic situation, a couple who had a bunch of miscarriages. So she thought that, oh, the reason why this is happening is because everybody sees I'm pregnant, and then I get an ayin hara. So she had a chup. She's going to hide her pregnancy by wearing big day nidus, and memela, then people won't realize she was pregnant. And then, you know, by the time, okay, when the baby comes out already, the window of opportunity to for the ayin hara to be chal will have passed. You know, I guess maybe during those early stages, it's more sensitive. Miscarriages are more normal, and this was their chup. So the question is she allowed to have tashmish with her husband? After all, she's going around wearing big day nidus. So the Ramah writes that this amasla would surely work, even according to the Ramban, because this is a very good amasla, right? In other words, going back to the Rashba here, there's a very good reason why she wore big day nidus. There wasn't a good alternative. She wasn't going to go up after shul and make an announcement that she's a nida. Now the Taz over here says, why do you need to come on to that? Here there's a much more pashut answer. It's refua kodim lamaka. It's like bittul moda for a get. So the shach and the nekudas hakesef answers no. Here, Rama was actually trying to be miyashiv where she didn't tell her husband. She just wore big day nidus, and then the point is exactly that since this is a good amasla, even though lavsha big day nidus, it works. So. Basically, what comes out then is, according to the Shach's understanding of the Ramah, if you have a good amasla, it works even for big day nidus. Whereas, again, the Taz might be consistent with the position that we saw before, which is that it wouldn't work. He just thinks that the reason why over here would be fine is because there's a bittul moda. She told him before she wore the big day nidus. Now, then we have a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramah, about shocheves etzla. What does it work or not? Right, so the Ramah writes let's just read the Shulchan Aruch Nasta Masl Dara Kigon Sheomerish Shelo amrakein tchila ela mipnei shelo haya bakoach lisbal tashmish otayin acheres ki yoti bezen emenes hagal mikol makom mi shirote lahachmir al atzmo shelo lahamin lamides chasidas hu. Right, and that's based off of some Rishonim from Mediuk. Aval medina nemenes afilu b'shaska charkach rak shisho ba'a v'shocheves etzlo. Sounds like the Ramah, what happens? She said to Mayani, and then next night she comes down and she shows Sekas and she lays down next to him. Or sorry, not she. And it's obvious that what that let's say Eitzel by love. Who yodeu makir she masha amra tchilat Mayani asamach mas ktata shahayelo imave kedom elizeh. Right. So they get into a big fight. She says to Mayani. Then a little later they make up. And she lays down next to him. So it sounds like for the Ramah that in that case she doesn't even have to say, oh, you know, the reason why I told you before it's Mani was because I was angry at you. No, in this case it's obvious that's what happened. That's a simple reading of the Ramah. However, the Shach writes, no, that's not true. Mikol makom nira dabal chayav leshol osa lama iba etzlo. Of course, the husband has to ask, what are you doing? You just told me an hour ago that you were Tmea. And she would have to be motzi ha'masla b'fiha. So the chavos dasis ah. So what's the Ramah's chiddush here? In other words, once she has to be motzi ha'masla b'fiha, then we already know that halacha, that it works. So the chavos das answers for the shach, because otherwise it would be wrong to even ask. Because by asking, it would cause her to lie. Kamash Malon over here, sheshocheves etzlo, and the amasla that she's, you know, going to say makes a lot of sense, it's mutter l'shawalo. In other words, since over here it's pretty reasonable to assume when she's shocheves etzlo that the reason why before she said to Mea was because they were fighting, so then it's okay to ask. But generally speaking, you couldn't. Might be the chavos dasla shitasot that shocheves etzlo doesn't normally work. He also adds, by the way, the Shach quotes, that according to the Marivayel, as understood by the Beis Yosef, even this is only works when She doesn't originally say I'm Tameya, but Margashas Anochi Ka'ed Bivne Me'ayim Choshashas L'Shinoi V'Asas. But if she said explicitly Tameani, then the Masla won't work. However, L'Chora, the Shach, though he quotes this, is not accepting this Lamaisa. He only accepts the beginning of the Bach. That, but he holds that even if Tameani doesn't work. However, the Tosafot Shlomim writes that the Shach's understanding of the Ramah is not the simple reading of the Ramah. Like we said, the simple reading of the Ramah is that she doesn't have to be Motzi Amasla Bethiha. Why? Because it's obvious. In other words, once it's obvious that Mipneak Tata, so then you don't actually have to be Motzi Amasla Bethiha, in which case then there's an interesting machlokas over here to what extent she has to clarify or not. Another discussion that comes up in our siman is what the Shulchan Aruch writes. If she says, Poni Chacham Tir Li Kasem, and the Chacham says she's lying, so the Chacham is Naman and she's Tameya. Why is the Chacham believed? We should say it's Chad Keneged Chad. She's one. He's one. So why would we believe him over her? So the Mefarshim explain that this comes out from the Rishonim, that since she is Tola in the Chacham, in other words, she doesn't say I'm Tahira. She says Ploni Chacham Tierli, so she was Tola in the Chacham, so therefore the Chacham has Nemanus. Now, that is okay, so that's why we believe the Chacham in that case is Biasura. What about Lafsida Ksubah? So we know the Gemara says in Ksubos that Mishamash Donida, you lose your Ksubah. And the Gemara gives an example. How does he know she's Mishamash Donida? This example of Ploni Chacham Tierli. And they have Tashmish, and then he goes and asks the Chacham. The Chacham says, well, she's lying. So, nevertheless, the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe and the Taz all paskin that Lafida Ksubasa, you'll need two Edim. Because that's Mama. You'll need two Edim. Now, that's not the simple reading of the Gemara Ksubos. Right? The simple reading of the Gemara Ksubos, as the Grover here points out, and the Ritva, the Ra, the Ramban, all disagree with the Beis Yosef, the Rama, the Taz, they all say no, that since she's tolen him, that's enough even to be mafsid her the Ksuba. But according to the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe and the Taz, that's not true. This is only true with respect to Isurin, where fundamentally an Eid Echad is believed. But not in the case of Ksuba, where you need two Edim to be Motzi from the Muchsekes. And again, this is a bigger sugya, but we treat her as the Muchsekes in her Ksuba, even though she's the Motzi, because she's the Milas Ashtar. Yeah?
Is there a machlokas here between the Rosh, who says even if she sees all this dam and she says that she's Ne'emot Zayt, she's not Benivis, she went to the Shuk or whatever? And earlier when we saw that the Rav was said by Chacham Zev Tirli, that if there's anything with Faninu, that there's any Rai against her, any Reya, so it sounded like, then she's not Nehemot. Is there a Machlokas?
I'm not aware of a Machlokas. We could look at it. What are the two?
In this sugya, I think the Rosh is that even if she's...
Right, but what's the other? What's the other?
Earlier when we talked about Nemenis and Isha, yeah. And then the Rajba said the reason why she's Ne'eman is because there's no other, there's no way that the Chacham could know. There's nothing else. There's nothing but Faninu. Sounded like her Ne'eman is more limited.
I don't think so. Well, show me that Rajba afterwards. But I didn't.
Because she has a plea. That's why we're here.
Yeah. I mean, fundamentally, she's fully believed. Zafra Latzma. She's fully believed. It's only in this case where she was told in the Chacham, and the Chacham said she's lying. That. She loses her credibility to Negdo. Right? Now, it's clear, for example, that in the event that she's not being told of the Chacham, let's say it's aid against an aid, she says she's to Hora, and another aid Echad that she wasn't told in says she's to Meya, however he might know, then the second aid wouldn't be believed. Now, I don't want to get into this too much, but the Taz says that as well. But he says it in a very interesting way. A lot of chidushim that come out of this Taz, right? He says, "Vim kenachanami, ain also aid neman lahakhesh osa, shehi kishnayim." So that's a chidush. what do you mean she kishnayim? In other words, I would have said she's believed because the Torah believes in Eid Echad. Here, see Surin. So the Taz understands the pshat is that once the Torah believes her, to say she's Tahira, let's say, so that is a din of Shnayim, and then if somebody else comes afterwards, it's like Chad Keneged Shnayim. You see, you could have said, I don't know, maybe this is a special case the Torah gave her Ne'manos, so that's why it's Kishtayim, but we know that's not true, because this is a source for Eidachanem and Bisurin in general, right? So that's a chiddush, one of the Taz. And then he says, Vesu, the Gamlinian's Nus, Einacha Ne'man L'Asra, V'wadin Kan, which is also very interesting, because the reason why Linian's Nus and Eidachad isn't believed is because Ein Darish Be'erva Pachos Mishnayim, this isn't Darish Be'erva. Maybe the Taz understood that the chiddush is that even L'Gabi's Nus and Eidachad isn't believed, even L'Osra, in other words, even in the Isser V'Hatter realm. Anyway, that's what the Taz says. Okay, Siv Dalet. So, I'm a shamish in Matayra v'Amra Lal Nitmesi U'Pirsh Miyad Chayv Karis Shiyitziyasa U'Hana Lo Kibiyasa Ketzid Yasa Noetz Tziparni Raglav Ba'aretz Meshav Melodisha Atshiyamusa Eivu Parish Be'Eivir Meis. So, let's try to understand this a little bit. So, what's the purpose of this Ne'itza idea? What are you trying to accomplish with Ne'itza? So, the Pashtus, I would have thought, based off of the Yushalmi, which is the source, is that the goal of Ne'itza is basically in order to cause Misa Sa'ever. Right? Yushalmi over there in Horios, Perk Beis Halachai, says like this, Haya, Mishamishim Atayrev, Amrlo Nitmesi, Zarev Zera, Yehroa Es Acherev, Ki'ilu Mechateches Bivsaro. What does that mean? So he should imagine, like, this is a bad situation. That's what the Gaon says. That it doesn't mean, it's not just like Musar. It's, you know, we want to be Mitzanei Nitzro, so there'll be Mises Haver. So he should imagine that there's a sword that's cutting into him. And then Yitzani Nitzro, V'yamos Haver, and he could be Pogresh. And that's like the smug that the Beis Yosef cites, who writes, "Umefana libo befachad bereses ad shiyamos ha'ever." Right. In other words, think about pachad reses, and that will cause me saver to zay. Then Yushalmi continues, "V'chol ama." In other words, bishlama. This is going to work for Talmud Chacham. He can use his imagination to cause me saver. But what about the hamonam? It's not going to work. And the Yushalmi answers, Yatuach roshe etzva osav bekosel v'yehe mitzunan. In other words, okay, that's so for people who can't cause Mises Eiver just with their dimyon, so they should be noetz tziparnei raglam bekarka. That's what I would have said. But the Beis Yosef understands Ne'itza differently. The Beis Yosef writes, V'tam shetzarach linotz b'tziparna b'karka niradahainu mipnei shemlo asaken kol ochein uporesh hunene. In other words, the Beis Yosef understands, even though you're not mamshech ladush, so it's still an issue of hana. And even though you're standing in place, you're not moving. And therefore, you need a dun itza. Right? And that's also how he understood the smag. The Beis Yosef wrote, "Miz Daazeya Shakas of Smag, Hanu Shimali Pachad Resis Meimas Hakadosh Baruch Hu Alaver Shibali Yado." It sounds like you're doing an avera. As you could have said, "Nah, you're not doing an avera. You stopped as soon as she became Anita, and this is just a a tool to cause you to allow for Mises Avera, so you could be Polish." Sounds like the Beis Yosef didn't understand it that way. They're different. If you look at the Achronim, they have different interpretations of this question, but that does seem to be the Beis Yosef. So if you look at the Pischei Tshuvas of Katan Yeri, quotes from the Chavos Das, actually two, Akul and Achomer, both of which are big Chiddush. He writes, Ein Chavos Das, Shekasav, Du Adin Kshe Shimesh Samach levesta b'shogeg, v'nizgar b'emtz tashmish. So let's say you had tashmish during your vases, And you remember it. Tzarech gamkein lefosh beiver meis. So that's a chiddush, because you didn't see any dam. Could be that this is l'shitaso, because he thinks that the only reason why you assume there's no dam during her veses is because she had no hargasha. And over here, since you had tashmish, so that's a masked hargasha, so you have to be choshish, there's dam. So therefore he says you have to be parish beiver meis. And then he writes, avidavka kshemotzaz dam be'emta tashmish, let's say a couple's having tashmish. In the middle of tashmish, she says, I feel like I'm anita. So you don't have to be posh based off of that because it's emor hargasha shamash. The party's rimonim disagrees with that last point. He says, no, it's a safik deraisa. You do have to be parish beiver meis. Chacham Tzvi, the Lechem Asimla, the Aruch HaShulchan all argue with that chavos das, but that's quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva. Oh. Now, here's a very interesting question. Let's imagine, and this sometimes happens, if I've been asked this question, a couple is has tashmish at a time when they're allowed to. And then they discover she was anita. Let's say he sees dam on his aver afterwards. So do they need kapara? Now, first we'll look at the Beis Yosef and the Ramah. You'll see, you get actually mixed messages from the Beis Yosef and the Ramah. Then we'll see, we'll go back to the Makoros Hadavar and see a very, very interesting discussion in Machlokas. But just looking first at the Beis Yosef, on the one hand, we have the Beis Yosef who has that lashon of Yimali Pacha Vireses Me'imas HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Aveira Shebal Yado, which sounds a little bit like you did an Aveira. But at the same time, the Beis Yosef quotes the Maharam. The Maharam was asked basically this question, Isha Sheshimsha Shalom Bishaz Vesta Bametis Kaper. And the Maharam answers, nah, lo yadana maiti bayalacha chadid ones rachmana patre. You don't need a kapara. First of all, ones rachmana patre, right? Okay, you were following the halacha. This was a time when you're allowed to have tashmish. You don't need a kapara. The ode, perkavadinid aminam gabi bayla lo ichmiru ala livdok alamizman de kataros. So you are following the halacha. You have nothing to worry about. L'chor, it sounds like you don't need a kapar at all. And not only that, but the Beis Yosef adds from others, imata masricha kapara libo nofo poresh. It's not a good idea to tell them they should do a kapara. But on the other hand, from that hosafa, you see a little bit the other way, right? Maybe. If the reason why we're telling them you don't need a kapar is because named to libo nofo parish, maybe it sounds like were it not for that, you would need a kapar. It's not so clear. From the Ramah, it's also not so clear. On the one hand, again, the Ramah writes explicitly, ha'aveira sheba liado. Sounds like you did an aveira, even though it's ba'ones. But at the same time, he's misayim, b'mshim sheshalo b'shas vesto, mar tza'ach artash mishdam, ha'filunim tza'al shalo, mikri ones. The Pesach Tshuva says, well, often echad mehen pater, because of ones, mikol mochum yisana beis yamim. Okay? You don't have to do like the huge kapara. Like you had 40 days of fasting. Little kapara. So, you get a little bit of mixed messages from the Mechaber and Ramah over here. So let's go back to maybe the question and look at Sugyas and Shas for Rise about this question. And you'll see a very fascinating thing. Very fascinating. So there's a famous Taisvis and Ramban in Yevamos on Daf Lamed Hayim and Beis that seem to indicate that there's no kapara needed when it's Ba'ones. The context over there is that we know you have to wait 3 months after Mises HaBaal. And that's because, in the context of Yibur HaChalitza, maybe she was pregnant. Let's say a couple awaited 3 months. So, halachically, they were, let's say, allowed to have Yibam. And then it turns out that she was pregnant. She just wasn't showing. She's a late shower. So now it turns out that they basically did an Isser Kares. But again, they were fully following the halacha. They looked through the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, wait 3 months, and that's good enough. They followed the Shulchan Aruch. So what's the halacha? So Taisus over there in Yivamo says, you don't have to bring a karban. Kaven derov nashin ubra nikar lishlish vizu hawil velo hokar ubra my havilei lemevad v'ki agav naminen b'shvuos prat la'onos shalai b'shas v'atzah. Certainly don't need a karban. We'll talk a little bit about whether ptur from karban means there's no need for kapara at all, or you just don't need a karban. Let's assume for now that means there's no need for kapara. So basically, Taisus says, you're an ones in this case, you're following the halacha, and there's no need for kapara at all. And the Ramban says the same thing. Yeah?
That's a shame with Misasik, where it's not even that you did a Misa Rotsa, meaning that even left the
Well, Misasik is also Pater. No, you're saying the Kler, whether Misasek is the Mais, the Kler and the Achronim, whether Misasek is a Mais Avera.
And you're also following halacha when you're Misasek, but came Shnan and you're still
Chai. Oh, by Machaz Reis. Yeah. Good question. Think about it. The question is, are those cases where there's some degree of negligence or not? But maybe that's a... Okay, good. Let's go back to that. Now, if you look at the Tosfos in Beitza, though, Chaf Hayamid Beis, seems that he might be disagreeing with the Taisus in Yevamos. Yisrael v'devadai leka iser de mishenishchita hi omedis b'chezkas hater miu nimtza trefel achar she'achal unenash keshogeg v'loka onash loyal olamahar kolkach. In other words, over there, simple reading, is that you followed the halacha by trefos. You didn't have to check, look for these trefos, right? You're allowed to follow the rov. But if it turns out that you did eat it, you ate a trefa, right? You were following the halacha, and then turns out, though, that you messed up, and you ate a trefa. So then he says, Avadi you'll need a kapara, unenash kishaygate veloka ones. Why? This is an interesting lashon. Shaloi lolamar kolka. Loi lolamar. Question is, what does that mean? You could really read this in two ways. You could read it as disagreeing with the Tosfos in Yevamos, that over here, and you'd say, you know, Tosfos in Yevamos in the situation over there where he did Yibum after 3 months and one day, you also need a kapara, because loi lolamar kolkach. And it's a disagreement. According to Taisvis and Yevamos, if you follow the halachic process, then there's no need for kapara if you end up messing up. And according to Taisvis and Beitza, if you follow the halachic process, there still is a need for kapara, kaver b'shogeg, at least in the event that we could say something like, lohay lolamar kolkach, you know, you could have waited, and it's a machlokas. You could try to say, no, there isn't a machlokas. That the Taisus in Beitza is talking about a case that even though there's no formal technical obligation to check, still is something that a person could have done, maybe should have done. Not every time the halacha doesn't require, might be that there are times that the halacha doesn't require an investigation, but it's a good idea to investigate anyway. And in that case, that's when Taisus in Beitza is saying, you need a kapara. Lamash lamad avardome, we had a similar type of idea, if you remember, in the Shitas HaRambam, where we talked about Prisha Vashas Vesas. So the Rambam over there writes, in Hilchish Gagos, hey, halachavav, that if a woman had tashmish during her Vesas, so she's considered shogega, she needs to bring a karban, not onus. And the Kesef Mishnah and others said, one second, doesn't the Rambam hold Vestos Lav De'oraisa? And remember, they assumed that meant even Prisha B'Shas Vesta. Right? Presumably there's no such thing as a Chatas Midrabanan. So they say, it's true, Midrabanan, there's no formal obligation to be Parish B'Shas Vesta. But it's still a good idea, the way he put it is. Even though there's no iser, but we can't treat it as an onus. Dafilu name of Vesa Drabanim, we call Makom onus mielo have, velo shayach tainas my have leila mevad. In other words, onus is only when it shayach the tain of my have leila mevad. And even though halacha doesn't require this particular zahiros, the fact that this zahiros is a possibility is enough to not treat it as ones, and mimela, some type of kapara v'shogeg, of course, it's not mezid, but kapara v'shogeg would be required, and you'd have to bring a karban chatas bezman abayis. So, you could say that's what the Taisus and Beitza means. And again, the pashtos is that would be against the Taisus and Yevamos, unless you tried to say no, that the Taisus and Yevamos is in a case where, for some reason, there was no not even a recommendation to wait. Now again, that's not obvious, because you could have said yes, so, you know, why do you have to do Yibum the first day after Yibum? Mapitom, she says, Zvizin Makdimim B'Mitzvos. Zvizin Makdimim, there's no way, I didn't have a pregnancy test, right? So, Zvizin Makdimim, I'm going to do the Mitzvah of Yibum on the very first option, that's what the Torah wants from me. And I don't have to wait any longer. And I can't check, there's no pregnancy test, so mimela, that's different. So again, you could read, you could understand there as being a machlokas here between the Taisus and Beitza and the Taisus and Yevamos, or perhaps there is no machlokas, and even the Taisus and Yevamos would agree that in the case where you're halachically not obligated to check, but you could check, then you're chayav a karban, and Taisus and Yevamos and Ramban and Yevamos only meant to potter you in a case where halachically, there's no possibility of checking now. Or no, or they disagree. They disagree whether you have to bring a karban chatas and you need kapara in the case where you follow the halachic process. I remember a couple of years back after the Muncie scandal where there was that butcher who sold all that non-kosher meat. So there's a journal in Muncie called Or Yisrael. So they had over like five issues of back, and I don't remember what they said, back and forth, a bunch of articles on this question, because everybody was trying to figure out, you know, do I need to do kapara, right? After all, I followed the halacha, right? He didn't do anything wrong by listening, by buying meat from this butcher. He was seemed to be Ner L'Chayit, and he had a good hashkacha and the like, but at the same time, you know, I did this, so do you need a kapara or not? Anyway, there another relevant source for this question is the sugya on Daf Pei Zayin in Yevamos, which again seems to be the sugya over there is talking about lo nisei sal pide based in teitzei v'chayaves b'karban. What that means is, let's say the woman, two edim come and say her husband has died, two edim. So then she can remarry. That's considered low nisei sal pi beis din. Al pi beis din means even if one aide comes and says her husband died, which is not the normal rule. Usually we say never shmer v'ach pachuk mishnayim. There's special leniencies to allow her to remarry even be'ed achad, even a guy. Toch shom yachmar t'ala b'sofe katla b'tchilasa. But if two aidim come, and then she gets remarried, and then you know, next week after she got remarried, the husband shows up. Oh my gosh. So the Mishnah says, Teitzei v'chayaves karban. So here too, you could ask, what's Mapitom? Why should she have to bring a karban? She followed the halachic process. Says Rashi, chayaves karban, shegegesi ve'edze ones lihipater mena karban, diba'ila le'abtune. So Rashi certainly seems to be taking the approach that Rashi certainly seems to be taking the approach that there's no automatic patur from karban and kapara just because you follow and do what you're supposed to do in the halacha. The Rashi says she should have waited, but again, over here, there's no obligation to wait. No halachic obligation to wait. There's nothing she could do now to check. Again, you could try to say Rashi means that she rushed into things. That's not. It seems like, on the one hand, Rashi does say, Ibai Lalam Tune, but are we going to make the Ukimta in the Mishnah that it's talking about a case where she was hasty and I don't know. The Mishnah says across the board, Nisei Safi based and she's Chayav as a Karban. Again, maybe Rashi's assuming that under all circumstances, any time the husband shows up, it must be she was too hasty, because had you done proper investigation, you never would have been caught with this mistake. But the Pashtus in Rashi, again, perhaps in line with the Taisus in Beitza, against the Taisus in Yevamos, is that even when you follow the halachic process, because theoretically there's some way of finding out, even if not immediately, there's always the possibility, anytime there's the possibility of more care, more caution, your chayav is a karban. Now, another sugya, another very relevant sugya, is the Gemara Nida, Yod Beis Amud Aleph. What does it say over there? Bai minei Rabbi Abba ne Ravuna Isha Mao Shetivdog Atzma Kshir Vases Lachayev Bai Lachatas. And my answer is no. Why Libo no Fo Poish? Now, what are we talking about over here? Are we talking about Shas Vesta or Shalom B'Shas Vesta? Well, we're talking about Shalom B'Shas Vesta, right? Shas Vesta, she's not allowed to have Tashmish even with a Bedika. So we're talking about Shalom B'Shas Vesta. And the Gemara says, could she do a Bedika L'chai V'chatas, which implies what? Taka, if she saw Dam afterwards, he would be Chai V'chatas. The Gemara says it's a bad idea. But fundamentally, it sounds like if she did that Bedika and she saw blood, he would be Chai V'chatas. So that's a Raya more for the Rashi school of thought. They are Chai V'chatas in the event that you were doing something totally better. However, if you look at the Taisa Rush over there, he addresses that question. He says, it must be talking about Samach Levesta. Hi. If so, what is meant when it says Nimtza Libo Mnofo Porish? This is a fancy way of reading the Gemara. And the Arch Lener, and the Chsam Sofer, all sort of read the Gemara in creative ways. They're very limited. It's a different way. We'll get into the details now. But they all basically try to read the Gemara in a way that doesn't actually imply what the simple reading of the Gemara does imply. The Ritva, though, reads the Gemara Kipshuto, and he says, yeah, you'd be Chai V'chatas Mamish. Even though, fine. Now, one way to get out of that Raya, though this isn't the way the Tarsa Rush gets out of it, but one way to sort of get out of the Raya is that if it wasn't for Libo Nokfo Poresh, then we would say this is actually something that's recommended. Right? The Rambam, for example, we know says you should do Bediko Slachar Tashmish. That's a recommended practice. So you could have said that even though you don't have to, it's recommended. It's a good idea just to play it safe. And Mimela, therefore, if you saw Dam, you would be Chai V'chatas. But it's difficult. In other words, you should do Bedikos beforehand. Difficult. So good. So that's another source. And again, there we have the Gemara sounding like there is a Chiyuv Chatas, but a number of the Rishonim denying it. Another relevant source is Sugyan Horios, Yachid Sha'asa Boraz Beis Din is Chayav Karban. Right? Over there, L'chayar the Yachid did what he's supposed to do. He listened to what the Beis Din told him. Still is Chayav Karban. So if we summarize, we have, let's think of all the sources. So the Rayos, that if you follow the rules, there's no chiyuv karban. So we have the Taisus and the Ramban and Lamed Hamed Beis. We have the Gemara and Shvuos that states explicitly if you have Tashmish Shalom B'Shas Vesta, it's Ones and you're not chayv a karban. On the other hand, the Rayos, that isn't true, that even when you follow the halachic process, you need a kapara and you could be chayv a karban. You have the Rashi and Yevamos Pei Zayin. You have the Sugya of Yachad Shasa Baraz Beis Din. You have the Gemara in Nida that says if she did the Bedika, it would be Mechayev and Makarban Chatas, unless you read the Gemara there like the Taisa Rash. So, simple reading Gemara Nida. We have your case of Misasek Bechalav and Varayos, your Chayev Shekeinene. So how are you Miyashiv this?
I mean, you could say that, like, Chalav and Varayos, the act is the Hamash. Like,
great, so you did the act, but you're bonus. That was his kasha. You didn't do anything wrong. Bonus Gamor. Right? This Asik gets into the clear about what Miss Asik is, but Pashtus. So get not, we need a way of resolving this, but how do you so first sort of this isn't an answer to the question. I'll tell you we'll get to an answer in a moment. But this might relate to two deos in the Ramban about the purpose of a karban chatas, which is very interesting. The Ramban in Teres Adam asks, why do you need to bring a chatas for an aveir b'shogeg? After all, you're b'shogeg, right? You don't need to do anything wrong. Why should you need a kapara? So he gives two answers. First answer is because there was negligence. In other words, you could have been more careful and you weren't. Right? Ma'u cheto Shalom nizhar be'atzmo v'lo haya yari v'charid al devar ha'makoy baruchu shalom yocha v'lo yase davar ad she yivdoik yofe yofe v'yizgal lo yadavar shumotu v'ra'ui lo lefig zeirosuk shal kodesh baruchu v'al hader chazeh hutam chet hashkaga b'chol ha'tayra. So his first explanation is that there is a degree of negligence. Now it sounds like might be that even according to this, it's not an excuse to say, well, I did what the halacha says, because like he says, a person has to have an awareness of the gravity of sin, and therefore he should be bodek yafe yafe. That's unclear. But ultimately, the karban is coming, is rooted, the need for kapar is rooted in a what? Some type of negligence, right? That's his first. Then he gives a second explanation. Shekol davar ha'aser melachle ha'nefesh u'metame oisach t'chsiv n'tmesim bam. It says kol davar ha'aser. So it's interesting because we know, of course, you only bring a chatas for a karban for an iser karis. So, well, maybe you should have it for lavin as well. The Ramban in Vayikra deals with that. But anyway, that there's this yesod of timtum halev, of lichloch hanefesh, quotes the pasuk of v'nit meisim bam. It's also an interesting shaila. Is this specifically with respect to food, or maybe food and chiyuv karis or the like? But the point is that the chiyuv chatas, according to this, is not so much you need to do tshuva because of an aveira you did, but rather there is a natural harmful consequence of doing the aveira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu assert these things because they're harmful, and therefore the karban, we might not understand exactly how this is, but somehow or another the karban rectifies whatever kilkul and timtum happens due to having done the maisa aveira, right? And he puts it later is chas HaKadosh Baruch Hu al amo v'al chasida v'nasan lama karbanos l'schaper b'hana shkagos, that the shkaga, the chatas, is a great gift that Hashem allows you to cleanse yourself so you're not harmed by this. So, again, this isn't going to be a yishuv. to the stiras and shas. We'll still need a yishuv, but sort of in a more machshava perspective, that if the more you emphasize the first category, the first reason for chatas, the more likely you're going to say that if a person didn't mess up and he did what he was supposed to do, then you should be pater. The more you emphasize the second aspect, so then perhaps the less likely you're going to say that. But we still have the problem of the stiras and sugyos. So part of it might be a machlokas rishonim, as we've seen, but what about the gemaras? So if you saw the Pisrei Tshuva over here, quote, a couple of notable Yehudas, especially Tanyana Simin Tzadi Vav. And if you look at that tshuva, you'll see there's it's a very long tshuva, very fascinating, but two mahalchim in how to be miyashid the sugyos. One is from Rav Wolf, and one is from the notable Yehuda himself, who disagrees. I don't know. We don't have the... I don't know exactly who Rav Wolf is, but... It's a chashav Talmud Chacham quoted by the note of Yehuda, though the note of Yehuda disagrees. So Rav Wolf's mahalik basically is like this. Anytime it's efshar levarer, even though according to halacha you didn't need to be mevarer, then it's considered shoging and not onus. And therefore the Gemara in Shavuos is like this. The Gemara says if you did a bedika, when the Gemara in Shavuos says you're onus, if you had tashmish when you're allowed to, it's onus, and you're not chayav a korban. So it says, that's in the case where you did a bedika, called him tashmish. So you did whatever bera you could possibly do, and then you had tashmish, and then she became anita during tashmish. That's onus. And even though she didn't need to do bedika, since she did do a bedika, then you're onus. Now, there's a little difficulty here because you know the pashtas of the Gemara says eva levdok nimtza libo dovo porish, but still. He says, you could have. So, therefore, he explains all the sugyas, right? Let's say, Nises Alpi Beistin. Okay, but she could have waited, like Rashi says. And in Achanami, this Mahalik would explain the sugyas in Shas, but it's clearly against the Taisus and the Ramban and Yavamos, who hold that... even when you could have waited, if you were following the halacha, your pater. The other mahalich is the note of Yehuda's mahalich, and he writes, no, he takes a much more lenient approach. Anytime you were following the halacha, your ones, like the Gemara Shavuos seems to say, kipshuto, and like the Ramban and Taisus and Yavamos, lamed hey. What about Nesei Salpi based in? And what about Yachad Shasa Baras Beistin? So he has an interesting theory there. He says that is Alpitos. And Alpitos is not considered an onus. And this would answer your question from Ms. Asik Bechalav and Varayos as well. In other words, very interesting idea, which is that when my mistake is rooted in a... when my Maisa Aver is rooted in a mistake in Mitzios... So even though I'm not, and I shouldn't be blamed for that mistake, but still, when it's rooted in a tos, so then a tar was mechayev a karban. That's basically the mahalach of the Noda Behuda. Now, if you learned like that, mahalach and Noda, then we would say, that what about the Gemara Nida that says l'chay v'ochatas and says nim tzalibo no po parsha? I would have said it's very simple that the pshat is that over there you would be chay v'ochatas because theoretically you could check. But then I would have said perhaps that in the maskana of the Gemara where it says imkein libo nofo poresh, that you shouldn't taka check, so then it would turn out that you wouldn't be chayev achatas, right, and you would be pater, you wouldn't need a kapara. However, the note of Yud in a different shuva says not.
Wait,
that
why
way
does that follow?
No, you might have said that. No, you might have said that once this once the halacha says you shouldn't jack, right? So then it's different. Then it goes. Then we'd say you were following the halacha, and you wouldn't be chayv achatas.
Even though there's a tzitzis.
Oh, so that's the question. So, but he doesn't say that. In another tshuva, he says explicitly that in that case, if you do need some type of kapara. And he's medayik that way from the Ramah Nar Simin, because the Ramah writes, Vim shimsha shaloi b'shas vesta umatza achar tash mishtam afilu nimtzal eid shaloi mikriyonas afilu shaloi bad katchila v'eintzach kapara lahu v'lehi. So what's his diuk? Im shimsha shaloi b'shas vesta means he had a vesis. When is it that the Ramah says that you're pater from kapara? That's only when you have a vesis. If you don't have a vesis, even though we at Paskin, you don't have to do a bedika before Tashmish, but if you didn't, you would be chai of a karban. That's his diuk from the Ramah. But simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is probably not that way. You'd be pater no matter what, because you didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. That's what some of the Achronim say over here. Again, there's a bigger sugya, but that's... okay, good. Just tell you a very interesting Derech Agav point that comes up in the Pesachei Tshuva also. People talk about this. Anyway, it says like this. It says, let's say you have to fast. So how should you fast? You should fast 40 days. They don't need to be with Sufim. You know, you do it every Monday and Thursday. Uvelel hatainis aser b'yayin u'basar. So what does that mean? Leil hatainis, right? Let's say I'm fasting Monday and Thursday. So does that mean Sunday night or Monday night? What's the leil hatainis? So, we'll see in a second. So this, by the way, comes up a lot when you have the shaila of Tisha B'Av shenidches. So the Pesachei Tshuva over here discusses this. Ayin v'tayrus ha'shlamim tzivkat yud gimel. So what's the pshat? So if it's lifnei hatainis, the pshat is that really, even though the tainis really sort of starts the previous night, it's a whole day tainis, but they were mekel to allow you to eat, but you shouldn't have basar. What's the tzad? Yoni asked for the afterwards, because what's the purpose of this tainis? It's kapara, right? And we know that for karbanos, ha laila holich achar hayom. And therefore, it's going to be the night following. And that's what the Maril writes. Maril writes, this comes up, if you have Tisha B'Av Shenidcheh. So the question is, right, so Tisha B'Av should be on Shabbos, so you fast on Sunday. So now, question is, can you have meat and wine Sunday night? Right? You want to have your leftovers from Shabbos Sunday night after Tisha B'Av. Break the fast. Can you have meat? So if you say, like, the pshat is that it follows the night follows the day. So even though other nihuge avelos don't apply that Sunday night, right? You could definitely do your laundry that Sunday night, but because you know usually you can't do it because the burning took place on Yud Bav, but this is already Yud Aleph Bav. So in terms of kvisa, you can't do it Sunday night, but you still couldn't have meat and wine Sunday night. That's the psak of the Maril. Based off of, in other words, he's assuming like it's sad that it's the night afterwards. Whenever you have the tshuva aspect, there's two components to the tainess of Tisha B'Av, right? There's the avelos component, there's the tshuva component. The tshuva component always continues till the night following, because it's modeled after karbanos. The avelos component ends as soon as the night arrives, unless it happens to be Yud B'Av. So anyway, interesting nafkamina that comes out of that Pesachei Tshuva. Yeah.
I thought we were assuming that in our case, the only reason why you assume it's mono to karbanos is because you should, in theory, be bringing a karban. Not saying you need Tisha B'Av.
Yeah, it's true. So you didn't have to. You could have limited it to a karban shebimakoyim chatas, right? And therefore you wouldn't have applied it to Tisha B'Av. So the Maril held no. Maril said that all karbanos, all fasting are modeled after the kapara of karbanos and are bimakom. To some degree, you're modeled karbanos. You're right. There's an added chiddush. to apply that to Tisha B'Av, and not just like the Tosafot Shlomim says in our times. Yeah.
Isn't the Basar Nyayim, can I get Kabbalas and Yayim Sechem?
Yeah.
So it's Kachem, so it's going to go Basar Laila.
Yeah, but the Pashtus is that is that aspect is Medin Avelos. It's not Medin Kapara. Right? It's Medin Avelos on the Horban. It's not a regular Din Avelos. Avelos talk a lot of meat and wine. Lo Nivra Yain Alamari Nafesh. But it's a special Din of Avelos on the Horban. Let's assume, like you said, because Nisbatlu Karbanos. Right? So those Dinim all end the night of Tisha B'Av, the night after Yud B'Av. Right, the night of Yud B'Av. Right? In other words, as I said, Medina Avelos, everybody agrees you're allowed to do laundry then. Right? So, Sunday night, you're allowed to do laundry. So, if the meat, the Isser of meat, if it's a din on the extension of the 9 days, so then it's Pasha, it would be Mutter. The only tzad to say it's Aser is to say it's Medin Tainis B'Makom Kapara.
If it's Avelos, as in, it's just Avelos for the Beis Hamikdash, like all other Avelos things, so then it's over, da da da. But if they specifically, you're allowed to eat also, but you're not allowed to have Yayin and Buster, if it's specifically connected to
you're making a third din. It's making it even more complicated. Right. I think that's difficult. You know, the Pashto says all Avelos for the Chorban have ended since it's Yud Aleph B'Av. So the only, that's what the Mariel says, the only tzad to make you chayev, or to Aser Buster V'Yayin would be this. Anyway. This is a little lowly in Yan, but it comes up over here, so. Yeah?
The Ramban and Tosafos and Yavama say that since the rule of Nashim are Hukorba after 3 months, so are they saying that the Torah is Nikhapi Arob, that we are not saying a concept?
Of course that's true.
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, I mean, now we know Allah has a lot of follow Rav. But.
So that is Tosafos and Beit arguing with that?
That's what we talked about.
The
Pashtus.
Well,
no, everybody agrees that you're allowed to follow Rav, that Achram Lahatos. That's not a Shiloh.
No,
the question is, what is that? How does. Everybody agrees to the din. Everybody agrees to the din. The question is, what happens when you are following the halacha and turns out she was from the miyot? Nobody disagrees with the din. Everybody agrees she's allowed to get remarried after 3 months. The question is, what happens if you did get remarried or yibuf, and then it turns out she's from the miyot? Okay. One other, just derech agav, interesting thing that comes up in this Pesachei Tshuva is question that I think a lot of people wonder about. The idea of not being chayv karis until you're 20 years old. So the Chassam Sofer, quoted by the Pesachei Tshuva, says, oh, you know, everybody gets very excited about that. Mr. Chassam Sofer says, no, that's only by onshim al chatoim ha-mechudashim l'sha'a, can go to onshim dor ha-midbar. But not any other chiyuvei karis. All other chiyuvei karis start at 13. And that would explain, answer the Maral Shaila. The Maral asks, how could you be chayv karban chatas when you're 13 if you're not chayv karis until you're 20? So you could have answered the question, nah, it's not be'etzem on the chiyuv karis, right? But according to Chassam Sofer, the answer is Pashat. But the Chassam Sofer, the Pesachei Tshuva writes about that. Chassam Sofer, the Pashat, the Gemara doesn't sound that way. Are there any other Biurim? So there's a lot of Torah on this, but I'll tell you one other that I saw from the Gain. The Gemara writes, Afal Pisha Amru Shein based in Shalmala Manishin Ad Esrim Shana Mikol Makom Achar Kach Nena Shalakol. Somehow or another, it's Megalgalin Allah Vesakol when you turn 20. The Chacham Tzvi brings a bunch of answers to this question, but also along the lines of the Chassam Sofer, though, a different issue, that trying to get rid of this halacha, that you are taka chayv karis at the age of 13 and the like. Okay, what's the time? So,